IBM is working with clients to put smart to work and bring progress to everyone. Together with IBM, experts are putting smart to work to help the environment, improve safety on the road, and make progress. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Because while technology has never been smarter, smart only matters when you put it to work. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart/UK.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And a Chinese court has ordered Apple to stop selling older iPhones in the country after finding the tech giant infringed on at least two patents held by Qualcomm. What it means for both companies after these tech headlines. Samsung has a target of securing at least a 20% market share of 5G equipment by at least 2020. The company is replacing the head of its unit that provides that next generation 5G equipment. The Wall Street Journal's Timothy W. Martin has more on the shakeup as the company looks to rapidly grow sales amid the current global pushback building against market leader Huawei Technologies. Samsung is working with Verizon and AT&T to launch 5G smartphones next year in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal reported last month that Samsung's 5G handset, codenamed Beyond X, would boast a 6.7-inch screen and six cameras. And as the Uber-Lyft showdown shifts to the public markets, with both filing paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission, 2019 is slated to be a big year for the ride-hailing market. And apparently it doesn't stop there. Other tech companies planning IPOs include Slack Technologies and short-term rental giant Airbnb. More about how it all breaks down and how it's slated to shake up the tech sector as a whole at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. There is a new crackdown at Amazon. It is fighting against a barrage of seller scams on its website. Since the Journal began reporting the story in September, the company has dismissed several workers in the U.S. and India, and in recent weeks has also deleted thousands of suspect reviews. An Amazon spokeswoman said the company is aggressively pursuing those who are trying to harm sellers on its website, using tools, including machine learning, to block bad behavior before it happens. Coming up, the latest chapter in the long-running saga that is the legal dispute between Apple and Qualcomm continues, this time in the form of a new sales ban against Apple, where the dispute goes from here after this.
IBM is working with clients to put smart to work and bring progress to everyone. Together with IBM, experts are putting smart to work to help the environment, improve safety on the road, and make progress. Not just for a few of us, but for all of us. Because while technology has never been smarter, smart only matters when you put it to work. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart/UK.
A Chinese court ordered Apple to stop selling older iPhone models in the country after finding that it infringed on at least two patents held by Qualcomm. Here to talk about the latest and what it all means big picture is The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle, joining us via Skype. Hi, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
So to be clear, this was a decision made on November 30th by a Chinese intellectual property court. Now, Qualcomm says patent infringements in their favor means Apple needs to stop selling certain iPhones in China. So sort this out for us. It's been a long-running legal dispute between Apple and Qualcomm. As usual, there are sordid details. Where have we landed?
When Apple sued Qualcomm over its royalty practices, Qualcomm struck back by filing suits around the world against Apple over infringement on patents. This is one of the earliest, the earliest returns on that effort in Qualcomm's favor. The ban that the Chinese court ruled that must take place on certain older models of iPhones is favorable for Qualcomm, in part because it puts some pressure on Apple to come to the negotiating table with Qualcomm over a potential settlement.
A little more on these specific patents. They involve what exactly?
In seeking enforcement of patents, Qualcomm received a favorable ruling on two patents. One that was related to essentially photo editing and one that was related to swiping on a touchscreen device. And those are obviously key components of your activity on any iPhone.
Sure. And so an appeal from Apple is to be expected. What else do we know about their next move? Have they said anything specifically regarding the latest?
Apple says it's going to continue to sell iPhones. Qualcomm says it's going to press the Chinese court to enforce its decision. So we'll just have to see how this process plays out. As you know, these legal matters take some time. And so even when a ruling is made, it's not like phones all of a sudden are pulled off the market immediately.
Right. It's not clear yet when any such ban will take effect, correct?
Correct. It's clear that a ban has taken effect. It's not clear when that ban will be enforced.
Right. Yeah. As you say, these things are complicated. It's such an interesting time because there's so much happening with big tech companies these days between the U.S. and China these days. Big tech is at the center stage through it all. And here we are discussing Apple versus Qualcomm again. You talk about the latest impacting an already volatile relationship. Everyone wants to know how much longer this back and forth is slated to play out, and more importantly, what it means for us as the consumer.
Well, to your point, Tanya, there's some geopolitical issues here at play, right?
To say the least.
Qualcomm, yeah. You've got Qualcomm, which has long provided key chips and components to the Chinese smartphone industry. It's really been, you know, a big player in helping build that industry up. That industry has obviously, in its growth, cut into Apple's share of the Chinese smartphone market. In some ways, you can almost view this as a bit of a proxy war for kind of the ongoing sales of smartphones in China as well. And that's just something that you have to keep in mind as you look at these two companies going back and forth. Qualcomm's certainly trying to protect its business, but the political, the market level backdrop is that its business is tied to the Chinese smartphone business as well.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
For the latest on the story, follow Trip Mickle's coverage at WSJ.com, where you'll find more podcasts like this one, including The Future of Everything and our latest personal tech podcast, Instant Message, hosted by David Pierce. Lots to listen to. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.